them. I'd like to say congratulations to the FA for an amazing 150 years. The anniversary this year, it's going to be a great year of football, as always. It's been a real honour to have been part of it. So thank you very much and congratulations. Football has obviously been a huge part of my life from my from a very young age. So my early memories are getting up early on a Saturday or a Sunday morning with my mum and dad, both of them taking me to Sunday morning football with first off Ridgeway Rovers, then Brimsdown, and then literally up to Manchester every single weekend. So, you know, I owe my parents a lot, I owe my family a lot for the time that they showed me at a very young age to take me to training, to take me to matches. I remember going over Hackney Marshes, freezing cold, snow, wind, rain, everything possible, but they were there for me. I've been lucky to have played with some of the biggest clubs in the world, obviously, and some of the best footballing countries in the world. And wherever I've gone in the world, whether it's been Spain, you know, Italy, you know, whether I've, you know, when I played in Germany, when I've obviously played in America, you realise how big the Premiership is, and you realise how big and important English football is, you know, because all anyone wants to ask you and all anyone wants to know about is, what's the Premiership like? What's it like playing for Manchester United? What's it like playing at Wembley? You know, that's when you realise how big the Premiership is and how important English football is to the world. When I speak about playing for Manchester United, you know, I speak about how proud I am to have achieved what I've achieved. When we speak about playing for England and wearing the Free Lions shirt and wearing that English shirt in front of the full house at Wembley,